Oh, what a way to start the what a way to start the day. God is here. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. So I'm sorry if I make you feel bad. Okay? So I apologize before time. We had a great time in Sunday school today.
Yeah.
And you missed it. Oh my goodness. You know, we can't be missing more of that, any more of that. We got to let God be God, you know?
Amen.
And God he wants to show up in our lives in so many different ways. And he wants to do for us so many things, you know? But he wants us to allow him in. You have a Bible? Raise your Bible up. If you have a Bible, raise it up. Say it with me. This is my Bible. It contains the Word of God. There are many like it. But this one is mine. I'll pop that. This one is mine. And today, when I believe what it says, I will be what it says that I am. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You see? It's all about the book.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus.
Yeah.
From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus.
Yes.
See, Jesus gave us a book.
Thank you, Lord.
In Joshua 1:8, it says that if we meditate upon it, you know, day and night, you see, and if we're careful to do what it says, you know?
I'm not sure what you
mean. But it says everything. It has to be everything. It has to be everything. You see? It says, then you will prosper. Then you will be successful. You know, I'm here to tell you that, you know, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Frank, and I'm very frank, as you could tell. You know? What am I saying? I'm saying, you know, some people don't talk to me. You know why they don't talk to me? Because all I can talk about is the Word.
Yeah.
You know? I've been known in many circles as the granola pastor. You know? That's because I'm full of fruits and nuts. You know? But you know, it's good. It's really good, you see? And I speak just a little bit, and I take you to the Word. And the only reason I do that is because a while back, in my BS days, you know, before Shelton, God told me, Frank, it's not Hollywood. You know? It's not Hollywood. Concern yourself with the Word. Because it's the Word that's going to save them and not your words. So, I was blessed. And if you've been around me a while, you've heard me say this before. I'm blessed because I didn't come to the Lord first. My wife came to the Lord first. And she would read the Bible out loud.
Yeah.
You see? She would read it out loud. And I didn't know that I was learning things until I came to Jesus. You know, because to meditate back then meant to speak the Word aloud. So that not only you be blessed, but those that heard you. You see, I really wasn't into this thing. See, I was a Catholic. A Roman Catholic, you know. It's my fault, my fault, my fault, my fault. In other words, I did it all. God had nothing to do with it. And I realized that. I would get upset when they would call me a Catholic. But I said, no, I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Roman Catholic. I go to church every Sunday. But you know what? When I came to the Lord, on a mistake of waters, when I came to Washington. See, the army made a mistake, but God didn't.
That's right.
He brought me here to save me from myself. And you know, being a Roman Catholic, I knew all 52 services. I knew when to stand up. I knew when to sit down. I knew when to kneel down. I knew when to ring the bells. And I knew where the priest kept the wine. So you see, God saved me from myself. So I wrestled with what I was to share today. I couldn't sleep last night. I was thinking, Lord, what about this? Well, what about that? Well, what about the other? And I had all these thoughts coming into me, you know. And when God speaks to me, He speaks to me like if I were in a sort of an IMAX theater. Everything is alive. Everything is in color. Everything is the Word. The Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. So I finally got it. You know, it takes me a while sometimes to get it. Does that happen to you?
Yep.
You know, sometimes it takes a while. And so I said, well, Lord, I got it. So I'm here to tell you that, first of all, I need to tell you that it is an awesome privilege to be able to address you as a congregation. It is more than a blessing in my life to be able to share the Word. I find that God brought me here, you see, because I was pretty kind of content where I was at or what I was doing. But God brought me here because, see, God is gathering an army.
Amen. Yeah.
Special forces.
Amen.
Have you noticed that the world around us is falling?
Yeah.
And the church is prospering?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You know why that is? Because the riches of the world belong to us.
Yes.
Yeah, the riches of the world belong to us. But you see, in order to tap into that, we need to know that. We need to receive it. We need to speak it. Because as we speak it, we bring life. See, Paul said, because he knew about it from the Old Testament, he said, I believe, therefore I speak. You believe also, therefore you speak. So what am I saying? Guys, rise to the occasion. Speak. Speak what God has given into you. So this is it. This is the title. If we were to give a title. Our dependency on the Holy Spirit will reveal to us our position.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yes.
Okay? So let's pray. Father, bless your people. Bless your word. Bless your people as they receive your word. I step aside, Lord, and I give you the place. Speak through me, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Beloved, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we are talking about the mighty power of God. For you see, the Holy Spirit is not an atmosphere. The Holy Spirit is not an influence. The Holy Spirit is a person. Not just any person. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty. And everything that God does is done, hear me out, by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You see, one of my favorite verses of Scripture is found in Zechariah 4:6, where God speaks out of the past, into the present, here and now, today, and says, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. See, the word is for today. God is saying, hey guys, listen up. I'm here. Trust me. Follow me. And I will do for you what you cannot do for yourself.
Amen.
Because His intention is to reveal Himself to you, to me, to us. See, the Word of God declares that everything we do should be done with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As we read through the Old Testament, we see that the prophets of old knew and depended upon the Holy Spirit when they spoke God's word, when they declared His justice and judgments. And in the New Testament, In the New Testament, we constantly see that Jesus was also totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit. I mean, can you see that? What a lead to follow. See, the Lord Jesus left us his example to follow in seeking the help of the Holy Spirit in our own lives. See, we don't have to go here, to go there. No. All we need to do is sit and listen to that still, quiet voice that is continuously speaking into our lives, purging us, that we be able to bear fruit, long-lasting fruit, self-multiplying fruit, because it's all about the kingdom. The world out there cannot see Jesus. The world out there don't know about God. The world out there, you know, cannot give himself to the Spirit. First of all, they don't know him. They can't see him. They don't trust him. But they can see us. They can see us. You see, we need to examine the life of Jesus and how it was that the Holy Spirit worked in and through his life and ministry. I'm a word man, so I try to limit myself to what I say. So I ask, if you have a pen, a pencil, a piece of paper, a notebook, get ready to jot down some scripture, because you're going to need it later on. You're going to want it later on. Hear what I have to say. You see, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. How do we know this? The book tells us. In Matthew 1, in verse 18, we see there that the word speaks out to us and says, "Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Can you imagine for just a second the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost in a conference? Just before Jesus came down to earth, the Father looks at Jesus, says, "Jesus, would you be willing to go to earth and become the substitute for sinful humanity?" Jesus turned his eyes and looked at the Holy Spirit. He says, "I can't go if you don't come with me, because I'm going to need your power to do what God," as he looks at God, he says, "what God has called me to do." You see, Jesus was conceived when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the word again speaks out to us to remind us of events that have taken place in the past. And the word there goes on to say, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overflow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." See, Jesus was anointed by the Spirit. In Luke 3, verse 21, and verse 22, the word is still calling out to us. And what is it saying? It says, "Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in body shape like a dove upon him. And the voice came from heaven, which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." See, Jesus was obedient.
Yes.
Jesus loved the Father. Jesus never wanted to do anything to hurt the Father. We love our Father. We don't want to do anything to hurt him either. We want to follow in the footsteps of our big brother. But we need to know. You see, normally, only sinners got baptized, because baptism is a sign of a change, a sign of a new direction in life. When I talk to people about baptism, I use this. I says, "Do you want to be a cucumber or a pickle?" You see, a cucumber really is a pickle later on, because that's a cucumber gets submerged, metamorphosis takes place, a new change. The cucumber will never be a cucumber again because he's a pickle. So I ask, "Do you want to be a cucumber or a pickle?" You know, we got to be a pickle. I like pickles. You like pickles? I really like pickles. This is too good. This is too good, too good, too good. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this. It's just too good. You see, what I'm saying is, that was the reason that John the Baptist said, "You baptize me." But you see, it was necessary for Jesus to identify with sinful men. You see, Jesus took everything that we've ever done or ever will do upon himself, you know. And because he was about to receive that, the Holy Spirit came upon him. You see, without the Spirit, we are nothing. Without the Spirit, we can do nothing. Without the Spirit, we may have a form, but we're nothing. See, it's the Spirit that does everything. It's the Spirit that rises us up.
Amen. Yeah.
Because the Spirit is Jesus.
Yeah.
It's all about Jesus, you know. Proverbs 17:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. The righteous run to it and are lifted up." I don't know about you, but you know, I seem to be always calling out. I seem to say, "Lord, I need you. I need you." We sing that, don't we?
Yeah.
I need you now. I need you now.
Amen.
See, I want more. I need more. So I draw close. You see, James said that if we submit ourselves to God, we will be able to resist the devil and he will flee. As we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. You see? And it's then that we can rise to the occasion. We can do things. You see, Jesus was led by the Spirit. In Luke 4, in verse 14, the word says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there went out fame." See, people started hearing what had taken place throughout the entire region. Wow. You know, I have people coming up to me and greeting me and telling me, "Frank, this and that." You know, like that happened a couple of days ago. I had this guy came and gave me a great big hug. "Oh, it's so glad to see you, blah, 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 blah." And I couldn't figure out who he was. You know? And so, you know, he started saying things. Yeah. And I said, "Can I ask you a question, you know? Who are you?" He says, "We've never been properly introduced." But you see, people know you. You know why? Because their spirit can identify with your spirit.
Yeah.
Because it, the spirit that is in them is in you.
Amen.
In you.
Yeah.
In you. In me. In us.
Yeah.
And the spirit witnesses to the spirit. I mean, we are so blessed. We don't know. We don't even know. We don't even have a clue. You see, Jesus was not led by the Spirit on this occasion alone. See, he was led by the Spirit every time. You see, everywhere he went, he depended upon the guidance of the Spirit. You see, if Jesus needed the guidance of the Spirit, how much more do we need the Spirit in our lives? Wow. I mean, I tell you, I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is to follow. See, I'm a good soldier. You know, I was a grunt. I served for 25 years. And grunts, what do? They hold terrain. They don't give up what they have taken. We cannot afford to give up anything.
Right.
We need to seize terrain and hold it.
Amen. Yes.
You know, we've been called here to this place. We need to look around 360 degrees, 3,650 mils, and see what we have. You know? And our borders are what? Our borders are the church up the street, the church up the street, the church up the street, the church up the street. So we have our borders. So anything in between that is ours. You don't believe me?
Yeah.
It's ours.
Yeah.
All we need to do is take it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what happened to those Israelites? I mean, they walked about for 40 years, you know? Because somebody, well, a group, you know, decided to believe a lie.
Amen.
But then Joshua comes up. He says, prepare ye victuals, for in 3 days we're going across. Now, why did he say 3 days and not tomorrow or in 2 days or in 4 days or in 5 days? Three. You see? In three days, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are going to go and allow us to get across. And Scripture tells us that as soon as they walked into the water, the waters receded.
Yes.
33 miles. What's the age of Jesus?
33.
To the city of Adam. They went back to the future. I don't know. Are you getting this? They went back to the future. See, Jesus was empowered by the Spirit. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. It says, and Jesus, being filled of the Holy Ghost, we need an infilling each day. We need to ask for that 24 hours a day. It says, and Jesus, being filled of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You know, every time we leave this place of sanctuary, we're out there in the wilderness. But you see, we're not just out there. We're out there for a purpose.
Yes.
We have a mission. And if you don't know what your mission is, you need to ask God. You see. My wife, every time we go out, I mean, she has to stop with everybody she sees, whether she knows them or not.
Amen.
And what does she do? She tells them, come to church. Come to church. Oh, I haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing? I says, come to church. When the calling comes up here, and some of us don't go forward, she goes to them and says, get on up there. Get the blessing. Take advantage. The time is now. You know, when it's all over, it's all over. But you don't have to wait. You see, we, according to Scripture, we can have days of heaven here on earth. We don't have to wait till we get there. We can have days of heaven right here on this earth. Isn't that interesting? I think so. You see? What am I saying? I'm saying that the Holy Spirit empowered Jesus for service when he came out of the wilderness. See, he returned out of there filled, empowered by the Spirit. See, I'm going to tell you a secret. Maybe you don't know it. And if you do, I'll just remind you of it. See, every believer is anointed. Every believer is anointed, but it's time to get empowered. You know? It's time to get with it. You see, Jesus declared in Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem," Shelton, you know, "in Judea," Olympia, "in Samaria," Tumwater, "and unto the uttermost parts of the world." Amen. See, everywhere we go, every step we take, you know what we leave behind? We leave the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Every step we take, you leave the blood of Jesus. Amen. You know why it's that? So that others may see, and others may follow, and others may find what they've been looking for. Yes. Can you buy into that?
Yep.
I don't know about you, but I know about me.
Yeah.
I buy that into that. And you know, when I have my doubts, you know what I do? I'll tell you, it's a secret. Don't tell nobody. I fake it. I do. I fake it. You know, I fake it. And you know what happens? People believe it. And because they believe, I believe. Because they believe, I believe. You see, it's reverse psychology. Isn't that terrible? You see, Jesus taught in the power of the Spirit. Jesus taught in the power of the Spirit. See, in John, in chapter 3, in verse 34, we see there that the word says, "For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." You see, when I go out there, I've come to realize that all that I have to do is open my mouth. And as I open my mouth, rivers of living water pour out. And you know, because of that, people don't talk to me. But you know what? I planted the seed.
Yep.
Next time I see him, I ask him about it. You see, I don't believe in browbeating or anything like that, you know? Like I said, I was in the service for 25 years. I was a grunt, infantryman. Kill, or be destroyed. And I came to Jesus and found out it's not kill, and be destroyed. It's stay alive and be good.
Yes.
Stay alive and be good.
Yep.
See, we are to do good to everyone, Galatians 6:10.
Yeah.
But then it says, but especially to those of the faith. So you see, if I can't trust you, I can't trust nobody. If I can't pour myself out to you, I can't pour myself out to anybody. See, this is a safe zone.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a safe place. So we are to practice here what we're going to go out there. You know? I was just told that, can I share what we talked about? Yes? Okay. Sister Claudia's about to go out there on the mission field. You know? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So my question was immediately, has she practiced? Why did I ask that? Because you see, most missionaries fail because they don't practice what they're going to do when they get out there in a place that's safe. They don't practice with their friends. They don't practice with their family. They don't practice with their church. They go out there in Never Never Land and they try to pray for people and they get smacked in the face because they don't know what they're doing. You know? See, they're like the sons of Sheba, you know? They're out there in Never Never Land. We don't want to be out there in Never Never Land. We don't know where we're going. We want to know who, what, where, and why. You know, who, what, where, and why. And as we go, signs will follow. See, because it has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with God. You see, Jesus offered himself to God by the Holy Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, the word says, everything Jesus said came from God, the Holy Spirit, without measure. Isn't that awesome? His sermons and teachings were birthed by the Spirit. Jesus declared, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the words I'm speaking to you are spirit and life.
Yes. Yes.
You know, Jesus said in John 15:3, he says, you are now clean because of the words that I have spoken unto you.
Yeah.
You see that? So think about it. You're clean. You're clean. Because of the Word. See, it's the Word. In other words, it's Jesus. It's Jesus that is doing the work in you. But that is only if you abide in Him. Only if He abides in you. You see? So, what am I saying? I am saying that the Lord offered Himself without spot to the Father by the Spirit. I'm saying that He endured the cross by the Spirit. I am saying that He accomplished all for you and for me by the Spirit. Wow. What a God. Is He not awesome? I mean, you know, every time I look around, I go to these different countries, I see all these gods. And they seem to be, especially when I go down to Mexico, I see all these gods and they are all, you know, all ugly, you know. I mean, come on. You know, I'm saying, why would anybody want to join in on, no way. You know, she got to get away. You know. See, we're the body of Christ. We're a lean, mean fighting machine.
Right.
Yeah, you see? We have leadership in the house.
Amen.
This morning I talked about that.
Yeah.
You see, because what is leadership? But the art of influencing men to follow willingly. Because leaders lead by example. See? We have leadership in the house. We are led by a pastor that knows how to rightfully divide the Word of God.
Amen.
Yes. He's not ashamed. He's sold out. 2 Timothy 2:15. Write it down. You see, it's the Word. I want to share with you the Word. You know, I don't know. When I come in the house, I want to hear the Word. It is so good to me. See, Jesus was resurrected by the Spirit. In Romans 1, in verse 14, the Word declares, to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection for the dead. See, the power of the Spirit in our lives causes us to come alive. You know, if you really believe, you have nothing to fear because you already died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have already died. And now you are alive in Christ.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now all you are awaiting is the final trumpet. You ever ask yourself why has Jesus not come yet? Huh? Have you ever asked yourself that? You know, I asked that the other day. And I was led to scripture. I can't remember the scripture right now, but it says that Jesus has not returned yet because God has to fulfill the promises that he has given the prophets of old. So what does that say? That is saying that Jesus is there on the ready, waiting for the angel to blow the trumpet, to take off. You see what I'm saying? I mean, he's ready. You know? Jeremiah 1:12 says that he stands ready to perform his word. You know? In verse 12, it's a big one. But at the end, at the very end, it says he stands ready to perform his word. In other words, he stands ready to do what he has told you. You know, Isaiah 45:11 says, he says, command ye me. You know, when I heard that, I said, that's pretty good. I'm going to take advantage of that. You know, I mean, if God offers, I mean, that's he wants to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, can you believe that?
Yeah.
I believe it. You should believe it. You know, so I said, command ye me. In other words, tell me what you want. So I started asking and asking and asking and asking. You know what? To my surprise, every time I ask, it comes about.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because the Word says that if I believe, and I said this before, if I believe that he has heard me, I have received what I've asked. You know, I don't have a right to live where I live right now. You know, I'm retired. I'm on a retirement check. I don't have a salary from anywhere else. And my bills are way more than what I receive. But you know what? It's interesting that people that I know for years back, for decades back, all of a sudden, every month, some of those guys remember me. And they send a check. And it's just what I need. You know? And it's because he wants to know, I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, when I came to Shelton, you know, when I retired, I went to the Crown Cap Company there on Fones Road in Olympia. And they offered me a job there. And they started me out with $35 an hour and some benefits. And I said no. So they called me back for a second interview. And I went, and as I went, they offered me some goodies and stuff, more incentives and what have you. And I said no. And they called me back a third time and said, they offered me more stuff. And I said no. He says, well, what do you have? I said, I have nothing. What do you mean? He says, I'm supposed to go to Shelton. I don't know where it's at yet, but I'll find it. I really didn't know. I really didn't know. He says, well, how much are you going to get paid? I says, you know, I talked to Bishop, and he says, they can't send me because they can't fund me. He said, and they asked me, what did you say? I says, that's okay. If God sends me, he's going to fund me.
Exactly.
See, we don't have to worry about things. You know, because if we say no to something that God has said, we're just showing unbelief.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I'm not special. I'm just sometimes a little bit slow. You know, because I dare to believe the impossible, because the word says that my God will supply everything that I need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, so if he says that, I need to trust him.
Yes.
I need to trust him. You know, sometimes we like things and we talk about them. And a while back, my wife said that she wanted a patio set. And I figured, well, we could do with a picnic table. And we were on our way to Portland to visit with one of our missionaries. I have missionaries out in the field. You know, I'm here because God has called me here. But I have a calling in my life. I have several ministries under me. You know, And I got a phone call. Frank, you have a patio set. I said, no. He says, Frank, you have a patio set. I said, no. See, sometimes I'm slow. He says, Frank, you don't understand. You have a patio set. And when I got home, lo and behold, there was the patio set. Okay? I looked at it. I checked it out. I would have never bought it. It was out of my price range. That's how come I figured the picnic table. So that we received it. I'm at the food bank, and I'm leaving the food bank, and I'm going home. As I'm going home, I thought about this. Wait a minute. God, where's my picnic table? You know, just like a human being, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, just like me, you know. Where's my picnic table? And when I got home, I'm driving into my driveway, and this truck is leaving out. And he had dropped off a picnic table. I mean, God has a humor, you see. He knew I was going to ask him, so he prepared it in advance for me. You know? When I first came here, we had a really bad-looking barbecue grill back there. And we were talking with the leadership back then. He said, we need to buy a grill. Yeah. Hey, you remember that?
Yep.
And I said, why buy it? Why not ask for it? So we asked for it. And the next time I went over to Costco, Sandy comes and says, oh, Frank, I'm glad you're here. I says, really? He says, yeah, I've got a grill for you. I says, yeah, that's what I came to pick up. That's right. Huh? We started our Royal Rangers thing, okay? And back then, the people that were there, you know, said that they wanted some boats for the kids. And again, I thought about that for a second. I said, why buy it? Let's ask for it. And again, the next time I went out, I had two kayaks. Isn't that right, Brother Bill? You know? He knows. He's got them. You see how God is? I'm not special. I'm just one of those guys that dare to believe for the impossible. Because my God, there's nothing impossible. You know? And that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. It's all about allowing God to be God in our lives so that He can bless us.
Yeah.
See? What am I saying? I am saying that the Bible reveals that when Jesus returns to earth, He will come as a judge. Still depending on the Holy Spirit. See? The Spirit of His mouth is the Holy Spirit. What am I saying? I am saying that Jesus set the example.
Yes.
Paul said, there's no other foundation that can be laid than that which has been laid already. You see, if Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit in conception, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in anointing, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in guidance, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in empowerment, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in teaching, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in death, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in resurrection, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in instruction, if He depended on the Holy Spirit in judgment, how much more do we need Him? Huh? How much more do we need Him? See, every day, the Holy Spirit is there to help me, to help you. In every area of life, in work, in family, in church, in ministry, in relationships. You see, everywhere we go, we need to rely. Rely on what? Rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. For in ourselves, we cannot do what God has called us to do. We need to pray that Zechariah 4:6 will be in our hearts every day. From the time we wake up to the time we lay down, we need to remember it's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. For the Lord has spoken it to be so.
Amen.